Jade, let's talk about the Denver airport. What do we know about this strange place, strange murals especially? You were on with me in June of 2007, and we were talking a little bit about these murals. Has anything changed yet?
Well, we certainly caused a stir with that show, I'll say that. The magazine from Denver Westworld, Gate Westward, called me up after I was on your show, and I believe they even mentioned the show in the article and did a huge, like 12-page spread on the entire Denver airport and did the only really known reportage of the whole mystery by a major publication to date. So something got achieved, and that was interesting. I received about 300 emails from people in the Denver area after that show, telling me about their experiences with the underground base that's purported to be there and all sorts of weird and strange things. But basically, the airport appears to be some kind of machination of the government program called COG, Continuity of Government. And basically, it looks like it's a place where the elite can land, and they take trains into the underground the Rockies, and they can withstand nuclear war and all sorts of things that could go on, and maybe something, anything. So it looks like that's really the purpose of Denver Airport. And they have these strange murals, and they have a plaque dedicated to the Freemasons, and they have it in the Great Hall, it's called, which is exactly what the Freemasons call their hall. And the commission that commissioned the airport was called the New World Commission. And everybody who was part of this, you know, rose to dizzying heights in the political world, whether it be Pena, who was the mayor, became the Secretary of Transportation under Clinton. And it just goes on and on. And you get to these murals, and they're just the weirdest thing you've ever seen in any airport possible. And we explore them thoroughly in our film 2012, The Odyssey. Even though we ended in Time Wave 2013, and we actually got in there and filmed a lot of this stuff. And it's weird. You get into the details of the drawings, and it's just quite amazing. And it's really telling you a story. It's like it's about this choice. It's about this. They're like saying there's a choice. Mm-hmm. One of the choices is a world of peace where we're pounding our swords into plowshares, which is depicted on one of the murals. Oh, and there's another mural with all the children of the world around a psychedelic cactus, and all together, all the children. And then there's another one, then there's two where things get really dark. One is three people, two children, and a woman laying in coffins surrounded by burning woods and all the extinct animals. Like saying that we're the same. These people in the coffins are the same as the extinct animals, the Quetzal bird and the other animals that are pictured in the thing. And across the way, you come to the infamous and hideous Gestapo stormtrooper with the gas mask knifing the bird of peace.
One's weird. That one's strange.
Yeah, and so it's like, you know, here's your choice, and your choice is this world, a world of almost like Terminator nightmare, and another world of love and peace. And again, you have to wonder. It's not completely malevolent, and it's not completely benevolent. We don't know what to make of it. It looks horrible, and like they're planning on something, and they're doing it. But at the same time, why would they warn us if they were not doing something at least as a favor to us? So my mind isn't made up. I don't know who's doing which, if it's the roosters or the owls, but it could be just the roosters trying to wake us up. And they're doing it with symbols, and we walk by it, and we see it, and then we notice it. We put it together. And now, because of the Internet, we're comparing all these things at rapid pace, and we're comparing notes and making films and writing books and appearing on radio shows and having websites, and now suddenly everything is gelling. There's this, like, one kind of thing. And all of these thoughts and religions and cultures and sciences are really pointing towards this one thing. And these secret societies seem to be leading us almost in some ways towards this undeniable reality. And when we get there, we're either going to get there or we're, you know, going to kill ourselves. That's what they seem to be saying. So I'm not sure what to make of it all. I know the conspiracy theorists are going to be totally disappointed. And I'm not saying it's, you know, the Illuminati. But I question, why would the Illuminati, you know, do this in front of everything, to everybody, and tell us about it? And I think it's really more of a real fear that we're on the precipice and we're at a crossroads. And I call it the greatest catastrophe and greatest crisis in human history. And that's what we face right now. And it's in every direction. And the Mayan calendar pinpointed it. And I think it's, you know, it's going to become climate changing. It's about climate changing and possibly even an ice age coming if we're not careful. And a lot of other things. And I think it's just a periodic thing that happens. And unfortunately, at this moment in time, there's 6 billion people on the planet, and that usually had not been the case before, at least as far as we know. And so now we're facing this crisis, and our leadership, you know, until now at least, has been completely absent from the job.
When do you think, Jay, that the plans were made for the Denver airport for the big purpose?
I think they were actually made. The plan actually began to go into effect in the 70s, after the oil crisis brought on by the by OPEC, when oil prices skyrocketed. I believe that the powers that be looked at the oil situation and realized that, in fact, the oil shortage was actually only hurting the developed countries. The underdeveloped and less developed countries were not really hurt by the higher oil prices because they were farming old ways. They were doing things in the old style. They really weren't using a lot of oil. And so the countries that were hurt were the developed countries, and they realized that, in fact, the developed world would be the first to collapse if there was ever a real true oil shortage. And I think that they began developing and addicting the world to oil. And with the idea that if anything got dicey or the population got out of control, all they have to do is raise the prices of oil and cut the infrastructure out from under us, and everything would collapse. And dang, if it doesn't look like this could happen at any moment. So, you know, we have to start thinking about, do we want to be directed like cows to the slaughter, or do we want to think our way out of the situation?